News. Now, from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King, WSAU, with this web update. The scope of the nation's intelligence gathering activities will be limited. Yesterday, the president said he's ordering an end to the National Security Agency's metadata storage of American phone records. He defended U.S. surveillance efforts, but said a new approach is needed. The U.S. Attorney's Office says no charges will be filed against three men who are believed to have started the Colby Fire in Southern California. The three are said to have been putting newspaper on a campfire when a breeze kicked up and set some nearby brush on fire. As of Friday afternoon, residents in Glendora, east of Los Angeles, are back in their homes. An International Atomic Energy Agency team is ready to start work in Iran. The group arrived in Tehran today as part of the nuclear deal between six global powers. The semi-official Fars News Agency reports the members will begin making reports to the IAEA on Monday. Also, a judge is ruling a North Carolina abortion law is unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge Catherine Eagles ruled yesterday the state cannot compel doctors to support its ideological message. Marshfield police are looking for a car and a driver that hit a person in a wheelchair and drove away. The incident happened last night, 7:30 at North Peach Avenue and Washera Drive. Sergeant Dennis Keffer says the vehicle is an older white sedan, possibly a Chevy Cavalier or Ford Taurus. Witnesses also believe the license plate has the letters G and E in it. Polk County investigators have released the name of Wednesday night's victim involved in a snowmobile crash. He's 20-year-old Victoria Henderson of Luck. The crash happened on Bone Lake. The snowmobile Henderson was riding on took a sharp turn to avoid hitting an ice fishing shack. Henderson flew off the snowmobile and hit the shack. Investigators arrested 21-year-old Nicholas Krenz of St. Croix Falls for operating a snowmobile while intoxicated. The man accused of providing a deadly dose of heroin to a Stevens Point man was ordered to stand trial on Friday. 26-year-old Eric Olson from Hancock is charged with first-degree reckless homicide. He allegedly supplied the heroin to 22-year-old Jordan Peterson, who died of an overdose November 17th. Olson will be back in court February 17th. To enter a plea. A Milwaukee woman is registered to run for governor as a Democrat. Marsha Mercedes Perkins filed her initial papers with state officials earlier this week. WKOW-TV in Madison said the state Democratic Party doesn't know Mercedes Perkins and she does not have a campaign website at the moment. The tale of the fatal New Year's bar fight in Rhinelander may not be over yet. WJFW-TV reports the family of James Tanner has hired a private investigator to look into the circumstances of his death. Tanner died after he punched a patron at Sackett's bar. The DJ at the bar intervened, and Tanner did not get up. An autopsy indicated his sternum had broken and a portion pierced his heart. And a man who escaped authorities in Merrill for 8 months has finally been arrested. Lincoln County Sheriff's deputies say 37-year-old Christopher Mindell was one of their most wanted fugitives. He was arrested for his alleged involvement in a widespread methamphetamine ring. He was taken into custody in Milwaukee. Also in Milwaukee, about 100 people demonstrated outside of the DA's office. They vowed to vote John Chisholm out of office after he refused to file charges a week ago against three white shoppers who detained an alleged black shoplifter in West Dallas. 16-year-old Corey Stingley died from positional asphyxia. That's news. I'm Tom King.